part of the provincial fire ban issued by the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency, SPSA, on July 11th is being modified effective 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 17th. The provincial fire ban will remain in effect for all Crown lands, provincial parks, provincial recreation sites, and the Northern Saskatchewan Administration District located north of the provincial forest boundary, including the 4.5 kilometers burn notification area. In general, south of Prince Albert, it will be up to individual municipalities, First Nation communities, rural municipalities, and parks to determine if a fire ban is required. Each provincial park in the southern part of the province will continue to work with the SPSA to determine risk and implement campfire restrictions if required, said Minister of Parks, Culture and Sport Laura Ross. We encourage all residents and visitors to remain diligent in preventing human-caused fires in all areas of Saskatchewan. As of 8 a.m. on July 17, there are 95 wildfires burning in the province. To date, Saskatchewan has had 367 wildfires, which is 119 more than the five-year average of 248. While we are modifying the current fire ban, the situation is dependent on weather, temperature, soil conditions and overall fire risk, said Minister of Corrections, Policing and Public Safety Paul Merriman. People need to be aware of, and adhere to, all fire bans and burning restrictions placed by municipalities, First Nation communities, rural municipalities and regional parks. Anyone who spots a wildfire can call 1-800-667-9660. Dial 911 or contact their closest SPSA Forest Protection Area office. People can find the latest fire risk maps, fire prevention tips and an interactive fire ban map at saskpublicsafety.ca. Established in 2017, the SPSA is a Treasury Board Crown Corporation responsible for wildfire management, emergency management, Sask 911, Sask Alert, the Civic Addressing Registry, the Provincial Disaster Assistance Program and Fire Safety. Submitted by the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency.